USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Well, despite the big announcement, stocks on Wall Street plummet. President Trump says he will meet with the president of China next month in Osaka, Japan. Still, the stock market doesn't like uncertainty, and stocks deep in the red because of the tariffs. The Dow dropping a whopping 617 points to close at 25,324. The Nasdaq down almost 270 points. The S&P 500 shedding 69 points.
We had a deal with China. It was 95% there. And then my representatives, as you know, Secretary Mnuchin and Bob Lighthizer, Ambassador Lighthizer, they went to China and they were told the things that were fully agreed to, we're not going to get anymore. They're going to unagree to them. That's not acceptable. I said, good, that's fine. Put on the tariffs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
More now on our top story here on USA Radio News. President Trump and the tariffs on China. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
President Donald Trump met with the Hungarian Prime Minister at the White House on Monday. During their meeting, the president spoke about the latest round of tariffs the United States imposed on Chinese goods, saying he can impose even more tariffs if he wants to.
If you look at what we've done thus far with China, we've never taken in 10 cents until I got elected. Now we're taking in billions and billions. Now, it went up as of Friday very substantially. It's 25% or $200 billion. So now the total is 25% on $250 billion. In addition to that, we have another $325 billion that we can do if we decide to do it.
Former President Jimmy Carter, who is 94, recovering from surgery after falling and breaking his hip at his home in Plains, Georgia. This fall, the latest health scare for Carter, who was diagnosed with melanoma that spread to his brain and liver back in 2015. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Doris Day, one of Hollywood's most popular stars in the 1950s and 60s, has died. She was 97. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Doris Day passing away early Monday morning at her Carmel Valley, California home. Known as the Girl Next Door, she starred along such screen legends as Rock Hudson, Cary Grant, James Garner, and others, and she recorded 650 songs through her career and had a number of hits. She also starred in a TV series, The Doris Day Show, from 1968 to 73. Again, Doris Day was 97. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's what my sweetheart said.
Shifting gears now to some economic news as we get closer and closer to Memorial Day weekend. How does a road trip look, and what about the price of gas? The trend now from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Gasoline prices have decreased by 4.1 cents per gallon for a national average of $2.85. Analyst Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us why the price has decreased.
A lot of it is an undoing of factors that led to higher prices in the first place. Generally, refineries have concluded maintenance and are boosting production of gasoline. In addition, most areas across the country have finished the move to summer gasoline.
There's also concerns that the economy could suffer from a trade war with China.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.